Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by Daedalus Tactical. For a custom-crafted handmade firearm, go to our friend Corey Cash. Through your local FFL, Corey will hand-make you any firearm you can imagine. Reach out to him today at daedalustactical.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. White House pressed on whether Biden believes border crossers could be in the United States plotting terror. Wisconsin Democrat governor faces backlash after vetoing GOP bill to protect female sports. Physically healthy Dutch woman decides to be euthanized due to crippling depression. It's come to that. And you should probably eat more chocolate. Yesterday, the White House answered whether Biden believes some of those crossing the border illegally could be in the United States plotting a terror attack on the homeland. Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey asked John Kirby, the National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, if, as the person in charge of preventing a terrorist attack in the homeland, does Biden think some of these border crossers could be here plotting a terrorist attack? The president is confident that throughout the interagency DHS intelligence community, we're doing everything we can to be as vigilant as we can to ensure the safety and security of the American people here at home, Kirby said at a press briefing. Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is facing backlash for blocking a GOP-led measure that would have prevented transgender students in the state from competing on school sports teams that don't align with their biological sex. Evers said the bill he vetoed fails to comport with our Wisconsin values. Assembly Bill 377 passed through both chambers of the state's GOP-controlled legislature earlier this year. Riley Gaines, the former NCAA swim star, took aim at Evers over his decision to reject the bill. She said, breaking, "I hate women and children. Fixed it for you." A physically healthy 28-year-old Dutch woman has decided to legally end her life due to her struggles with crippling depression, autism, and borderline personality disorder, according to a report. More people are deciding to end their lives while suffering from a slew of other mental health problems like depression or anxiety, amplified by economic uncertainty, climate change, social media, and other issues, the Free Press reported. Our quote of the day, fairy tales do not tell children the dragons exist. Children already know that dragons exist. Fairy tales tell children the dragons can be killed. G.K. Chesterton. It's coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Richard of Wyche, also known as Richard of Chichester, who was born at Wyche, Worcester, England, and orphaned when he was quite young. He received the fortunes of a mismanaged estate he inherited, and when he took it over, he turned it over to his brother Robert. Richard refused marriage and went to Oxford, where he studied and met and began a lifelong friendship with Edmund Rich. Richard pursued his studies at Paris, received his MA from Oxford, and then continued his studies at Bologna, where he received his doctorate in canon law. After 7 years, he returned to Oxford and was appointed Chancellor of the University in 1235. He became Chancellor to Edmund Rich, now Archbishop of Canterbury. After Rich died at Pontigny, Richard taught at the Dominican House of Studies at Orléans and was ordained there in 1243. When King Henry III named Ralph Neville Bishop of Chichester in 1244, Boniface declared his selection invalid and named Richard to the see. Eventually, the matter was brought to Rome, and in 1245, Pope Innocent IV declared in Richard's favor and consecrated him. Richard died at a house for poor priests in Dover, England, while preaching a crusade and was canonized in 1262. His feast day is today. A chemical found in chocolate called theobromine has many benefits for the body and the brain, according to a new study from the Zhengzhou University in China, published this month in the Journal of Functional Foods. The chemical is found in cocoa beans and is anti-inflammatory, high in antioxidants, and can protect the brain from Alzheimer's, research suggests. It also has an impact on high cholesterol levels and all kinds of things, including a link between non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and obesity. It can actually help that. Eating chocolate could help you lose weight as well, because it helps the body break down fat. So eat more chocolate and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.